أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك بأنهم كانت تأتيهم رسلهم بالبينات فكفروا فأخذهم الله، إنه قوي شديد العقاب. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Ta'ala says, don't the people of Makkah Sharif travel on the earth? They used to make normally business journeys in summer to the north and winter to the south, to Syria and to Yemen. And on their journeys they saw how Allah's azab had come upon the people. So Allah says, didn't they take a lesson from this? Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains the reason for that azab which Allah had sent upon those people. And in that is a lesson for us to take as well, that what are the causes of the azab of Allah Ta'ala coming. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. یہ اس لیے کہ ان کے پاس آتے تھے ان کے رسول کھلی نشانیاں لے کر. This azab had come upon them because their rasuls had come to them, the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, with very clear signs. Allah does not punish a person until the full cause and the full reason for the punishment is not established. Until then, Allah will not punish a person. So Allah had sent the rasuls and with very clear signs. In other words, there was no doubt left of the truth of the oneness of Allah and to be obedient to Allah. When it was made so clear and so manifest, still they did not believe. فَكَفَرُوا فِرْ مُنْكِرْ هُوْغَيْ. And they disbelieved, and they in fact became the enemies of the rasuls of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ تُعُنْكُ بَكْرَى اللَّهُ نَي. Then Allah took them to task, and Allah sent them to Allah sent His azab. So in other words, we also, when the clear signs of Allah has come and deen and Islam has been established fully and it has been made clear on a person and he still disbelieves and in fact he goes against the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then a person now must await the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّهُ قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. بے شک وہ زور آور ہے سخت عذاب دینے والا. Undoubtedly Allah is all powerful. For him to give punishment is no big job. It is a very small thing. Shadidul iqab. And his punishment, his retribution, his punishment is also very severe. So a person should fear the punishment of Allah. In other words, when we have understand the truthfulness of Islam, then we should not be negligent. We should obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. We should not go against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala explains to illustrate this point further the instance of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. اور ہم نے بھیجا موسیٰ کو اپنی نشانیاں دے کر اور کھلی سند. We had sent Musa alayhi salatu was salam with our clear signs and with a clear proof that he is the Rasul and he is the messenger and the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala had given him miracles of his stick which would change into a snake and back into a stick again. And the other very clear miracles Allah had given him, in other words, he came with pure proper credentials that he is from Allah Ta'ala and is bringing the message of Allah Ta'ala. إِلَى فِرْعَوْن وَهَامَان وَقَارُون. Fir'aun or Haman or Qarun ke paas, to the leaders of the people, the Qibti people, Fir'aun, Haman and Qarun. Fir'aun was the chief as far as politics was concerned. Haman was given great wealth and position. Qarun also had, he was a senior person in the cabinet. So to them, Musa, Allah Ta'ala had sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with very clear signs. فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. پھر کہنے لگے یہ جادوگر ہے جھوٹا. But instead of accepting and believing in him, because when a person follows his nafs, his desires, and anyone or anything that comes against that, the nafs goes very strongly against that. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam taught them to submit to Allah Ta'ala. But they wanted the world to follow them and the world to fall at their feet. So they said that this is a jadugar, he is a magician. And he's a big liar, na'uzubillah. that he hasn't come with anything, when in fact they knew that he has come with clear credentials and proof from Allah Ta'ala. So this is the nature of man. When we don't want to accept the truth from somebody, we will try and find fault in that person. We'll make various excuses not to accept the truth. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا پھر جب پہنچا ان کے پاس لے کر سچی بات ہمارے پاس سے. But when the truth had come to them from our side, and they knew it was established, and in their hearts they knew that Musa alayhi salam has come with the truth, and we are the slaves of our desires and nafs, and therefore we have to go against him. قَالُوا اُقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ وَاسْتَحْيُوا نِسَاءَهُمْ. بولے مار ڈالو بیٹے ان کے جو یقین لائے ہیں اس کے ساتھ اور جیتی رکھو ان کی عورتیں. They said that their male offspring issues, those who have brought Iman, who is going to grow up in the house of the Bani Israel, and they're going to have Iman on Musa alayhi salam, kill all those so that this whole musibat can just come to an end. This people of Musa alayhi salam and his followers, we will just kill all the male issues, and over a period there will be no more anyone left. And this is happening today also in the name of vaccines, etc. They are sterilizing people, especially Muslim people. In Muslim countries, various vaccines they give, but actually it is to sterilize the people so that the Muslims become less eventually and we can get rid. And wherever Muslims are more stronger on their deen, that is where they give these vaccines even more. The Fir'aun did it openly. They are doing it in a very covered up, sophisticated way, in such a way that we tell them, thank you vaccinated our children and you saved them from sickness, but actually they are sterilizing our people. And they said that keep the woman, the female issues, keep them alive. Otherwise we won't have workers in our houses. We need maids to work for us. So keep them alive. And women are easy to overpower. Men, if they become a mighty force, so get rid of all the men. وَمَا كَيْدُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ اور جو دعاو ہیں منکروں کا سو غلطی میں. And this is a great principle which the Quran bears out here, and which we should take of cognizance of and take to mind, that the planning of the non-believers, it is always, it falls against them. And this has been happening all the time. For example, they took out Muslims from their lands, whether it was Indonesia, whether it was India, all these places, and brought them to their countries for cheap labor on the one side, and on the other side that they will be influenced by our way of life, and they will become Christians eventually, or at least they will forsake their religion. But in return, Allah made masjids flourish in their countries, and Islam is flourishing, and that became another headache for them, that right in our backyard now Muslims are flourishing, their deen is flourishing, they are dressing like Muslims, which no other religious group does. And the man, the woman are dressing like that. Whatever plan they had plotted against the Muslims, it all fell back upon them. Whether it was 9/11, they engineered and planned, and they will have, give them opportunity to crush Islam for once and for all. But the Qurans got sold. There wasn't a single Quran left for people to buy. Even in every shop, Qurans got finished, and people came to know the truth, and the numbers of Muslims from amongst them increased even greater. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُوا رَبَّهُ. اور بولا فرعون مجھ کو چھوڑو کہ مار ڈالو موسیٰ کو اور پرا پکارے اپنے رب کو. Fir'aun also realized it. And when he put this in his cabinet, this plan of his, that the male issues of Bani Israel must be killed and the female issues must be left to live to serve us, his cabinet also opposed him. And they told him, no, this is not right. They also realized the truth, the miracles of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Fir'aun said that just leave me alone. I'm the president, I'm the ruler, I'll do what I want to. I'll use my veto powers, and I will kill Musa and let him carry on calling upon his Allah. Let him say and tell that Allah must help him. I will show him who's got power and I will kill him. Inni akhafu an yubaddila deenakum. Main darta hu ke bigare tumhare deen. I fear that he's going to spoil your religion, the religion of your forefathers. That is what that Fir'aun is God, and all must make sajda to him, and all must submit to him. He's going to upset the apple cart. Aw ay yudhira fil ardi al fasad, ya phailaye mulk mein kharabi. Or he's going to bring great destruction on earth. So Fir'aun was afraid. In his heart also he had this fear, and he knew, but he had to show his power. This is also what many of us, we understand the truth and we know it is against us, but we want to show I can do what I want to. When nafs overtakes a person to this extent, then he becomes a most foolish person and he destroys himself. وَقَالَ مُوسَى إِنِّي عُثْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ. اور کہا موسیٰ نے میں پناہ لے چکا ہوں اپنے اور تمہارے رب کی. موسیٰ علیہ السلام said, I've already taken the refuge and protection of Allah. Allah's protection is with me, so I have no fear. من کل متکبر, ہر غرور والے سے. From every proud person. And یہ متکبر, مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ translated it, that every donkey brain person. A person who got brains of a donkey, that means he can't understand anything. لا يؤمنوا بيوم الحساب, جو يقين نہ کرے حساب کے دن کا. And that person who does not believe on the last day of resurrection, of justice on the day of Qiyamah. So in these ayat, we see the causes of Allah's azab, and we are warned about them. And when Allah's message comes clear to us, don't be stubborn and don't oppose it. Due to our weakness, we can't practice, make tawbah istighfar. But don't try and justify our wrong. And don't lead people on wrong paths. The truth is the truth. We know it. We must accept it. If we cannot accept, make tawbah istighfar, by that still Allah's mercy will come on a person. Wa akhiru da'wana.